Centralia and Missouri Military Academy, the second of our contests here at Centralia High School. Centralia 19-6 on the year, its winningest season since the 2004 state championship team. Missouri Military Academy, a school record 14 wins on the year. Up next, we'll hear from both head coaches. First up, it's David Mahurin, the head coach for the Missouri Military Academy Colonels. You're listening to Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
We're joined by Dave Mahurin, pregame head coach of the Missouri Military Academy Colonels, ahead of a matchup with Centralia in the 3-6 at Centralia District Quarterfinals. What have you seen out of your team in the back half of the season, particularly a victory against a Hallsville team that's seeded fourth in this district?
Oh, I think we've just picked up our ability to understand, you know, what our goals are, and we've done a good job of getting the ball where it needs to be in the last few games particularly.
So your big man's one of the talks of the district. What makes him so special?
He's just really athletic. He's still a little bit mechanical sometimes when he catches the ball inside, and that's just from lack of repetition over the years. But he's become a real handful for most teams that we play, and he can get up over the top of people and finish fairly well.
Now, you've also got a kid named Gunnar Stugard who will be one of three guys on the floor tonight, if you take Centralia into account, that shoots 40% or better from distance. What makes him dangerous?
He just can flat out shoot it. I mean, he's one of those kids that surprised me. I didn't expect him when I came here to be able to shoot it as well as he can. Sometimes he doesn't stay as focused as I need him to, and that's his key. If he can keep himself on an even keel mentally and continue to look for his jump shot, he really helps us.
We're talking to MMA's Dave Mahurin, a pregame here on Regional Radio. You've mentioned how a lot of these guys are coming together, at least over the course of the last year or two. I know you've played in a couple of tournaments this year, a fourth place finish, a third place finish. What intrigues you about the idea of stepping into districts with this group and the whole winner-go-home scenario?
Well, what intrigues me the most is to see how far we've come. I think that, our opponent tonight's going to be as good as anybody we've played, close to it, if not as good or better. But can we handle the moment? Can we continue to think about what it is we're trying to do and run our stuff? Or are we going to get emotional and lose our focus?
You've got a lot of length. What stands out about Centralia's length on the other side? How do you look to combat that?
Well, they're not just long, they're talented. I mean, they can all put the ball on the floor pretty well with either hand. They pass the ball well. They understand basketball well. We're going to have to play extremely well to compete with them.
What are the keys to victory?
We need to get it inside. I think we need to control the tempo. And we do have to keep thinking. I know I keep harping on that, but for us it's a mental game, and we have to take advantage of that.
Dave Mahurin, head coach of MMA, with us on Regional Radio ahead of a matchup against Centralia. Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Centralia Panthers head coach Scott Humphrey with us pregame ahead of a matchup against Missouri Military Academy in the 3-6 matchup here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com. You had the tough one against Monroe City on Thursday. How pleased were you with the way your guys responded in the third quarter, shutting out Clark County on Friday?
Oh, I was really pleased. You know, both teams had a long week. I think they had four in a row at that point. We were 5 and 7 days and against really tough teams, and I told my guys we got to find a way to get 19, and that's what we got. We got our 19th victory, and they worked real hard for it.
I know I asked you this on overtime on Friday, but given the way your team plays on your home floor, how pleased are you to be on your home floor throughout in the districts?
Oh, it's definitely huge. I mean, it's I'd be lying if I said I didn't look at it as an advantage for us, but we got a really good team as far as MMA coming in here on Tuesday. You know, they're not the team that maybe they've been in the past, and you got a really tough district if you're lucky enough to get past this one. So hopefully we can use it to our advantage, but we still got to go out there and play.
We're talking to Centralia's Scott Humphrey pregame. You're no stranger to the 9 o'clock tip, but now you don't have to plan to get on a bus and go somewhere. How does that work logistically when you're on your home floor but you're playing at 9 o'clock? How do you use the day?
We'll treat it just like we normally do with any home game. I'll just, you know, we'll have a short walkthrough after school and talk about the things we need to talk about. And then I'll just tell them they need to be in the stands where I can see them, for the tip of the game before ours. And, you know, they'll all get there and watch however many games they need to watch. And each kid's different, so I'm not worried about it. I know when the ball goes in the air at 9 o'clock, we're going to be ready to go.
And the opposition for it will be Missouri Military Academy. They're a 14-win sixth seed. What impresses you about them?
Well, they got a big kid inside that is, he's talented. He's probably the most talented big kid, athletically speaking, that we've seen all year. And if he touches it down there, it might as well just put 2 points on the board. They got another kid out front shooting 40% from three. If you leave him, he'll make you pay. And they're long and athletic around those two guys. And they're well coached. You can tell they know what they're doing and what they want to do. And you know, we're going to have our hands full. You know, it's definitely not a good draw or an easy draw. But you know, when you're playing in this district, it never is. So you better bring it. And hopefully, we can do some things to take their guys away and find a way to win.
Centralia and Missouri Military Academy on Crest in the 3-6 matchup at Centralia. How important will it be to utilize your length against the big guy and the 40% 3-point shooter?
Well, I think, our length has helped us, especially here in the last 2 weeks. I think our zone has really kind of clicked. And we can even tweak it a little bit more, but we got to be who we are. You know, at this time of the year, you are what you are. You just hope you're doing it really well. And I'm really pleased with where we're at. And you know, hopefully, like you said, we got some things that we're gonna work on and try to take away what they're good at. And you know, if we can't, then we'll have to adjust. And my kids have done a pretty good job of adjusting on the fly all year. So I think we're ready to go.
Scott Humphrey and the Centralia Panthers opposite Missouri Military Academy in the district quarterfinals from Centralia. We appreciate your time. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
It is the Missouri Military Academy Curtals and the Centralia Panthers in a district quarterfinal here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. I'm Eric Duick alongside Stuart Cox. And Stuart, here on Mamoner, Centralia Panthers, they get to host the district.
It's pretty exciting for Centralia fans to be hosting this. They got their hands full with this MMA team, though.
Centralia starters, John Durant, Peyton Davis, Nick Brooks, Guy Moran, and Dallas Lewis. For MMA, Gunnar Stugart, Bruno Pisani, Zane Jewell, Kalissa Klobis, and Omena Oberville. His full name, Omena Oberbu, but as it goes on, we'll just call him OB, but now you get his full intro in there, and he is their star. Stuart, any final thoughts?
Just interesting how Centralia, being their down low, their posts necessarily aren't as big as Oberbu, so it'll be interesting if they go in a zone to start this game to keep him compact, or if they're going to go in a man-to-man and just see who's going to guard him.
The Centralia Panthers, the 3-seed, Missouri Military Academy, the 6. Eric Duick and Stuart Cox from Centralia High School as the Panthers host the district for the first time since 2009. Centralia left to right in its home whites, black numbers, gray trim. Missouri Military Academy, its road maroons, black numbers, gold trim. Centralia 19-6, MMA 14-10, a school record 14 wins. And we're off in the district quarterfinals. MMA possession right to left. Zane Jewell up top. Swings near side. Felisa Klobis is first touch. Centralia in a man-to-man early. Under third-year head coach Scott Humphrey. Right wing Jewell over the head. Reset. MMA patient early. Head coach Dave Mahurin said he wasn't sure if they'd be able to slow this game down or not.
Well, one way to do it is just run through your offense and make sure you get the good, best look you can get.
Inside OB, his first touch, and he draws a foul.
You saw as soon as that pass went in, Centralia got all three of those guys down there. They do not want him to either, one, catch, or two, be able to turn and face the basket once he does.
No joke. That foul on Lewis, his first. Inbound up top, 35 seconds in, scoreless. MMA possession. And the Lewis foul, a bigger issue tonight. No Gus Stidham, still in concussion protocol. Jewel up top, swings far side, Clovis. A Rwanda native. Still no shots up. Up top, Clovis. Swings near side, Stugart. Between the legs, Peyton Davis on him. He's their top defender. Pisani kicks out. He traveled.
Good defense there. Centralia was not going to back down from that. And MMA actually did a good job running through their offense. There just wasn't quite anything there. You see that they want to run through Obervu, though, because they were looking for him every single time somebody caught the ball.
Centralia possession left to right. Scoreless, a minute 15 in. Left corner, Brooks. Dribbles opposite the screen. Rolls near. Davis near side. Three, back rim, high bounce. Offensive board, Moran, bumped from behind, stays Panthers. Left corner, Moran. Swings Brooks for a reset. Into the middle, Lewis. Eyes middle and kicks out. Moran straight away, triple, can't bank it home. Rebound, OB. Missouri Military Academy into the front court, right to left. A school record 14 wins on the year. Fourth place at the Eugene tournament, third place at the Bell tournament. Now it's winner go home. Up top, Clovis swings near. Jewel back up top. MMA in no rush whatsoever in the early going. Pisani, a native of Brazil, lobs near side. Right side, Clovis, chest pass near. Stugart, the 6'3 guard, pushes off, spins it up top. 5:40 first quarter, still scoreless.
This is one way to keep the student section out of the game for your MMA. Just pass, pass, pass.
The Colonels have yet to attempt a shot. Right side jumper Stugart airballs it. Out of bounds baseline. Possession stays with MMA. Off the hip of Lewis. And that is a quick full timeout for the Missouri Military Academy Colonels. You are listening to Regional Radio, CentralMoInfo.com. We're scoreless 2.5 minutes in on KTCM Madison. Still scoreless, 5:29, first quarter. Near wing three, Stugart got it right off the inbound.
That is the one guy you do not want to leave open. He shoots 41% from three.
And we finally have points. 3-0 MMA. Reverse layup, Lewis, back at you. 3-2 Missouri Military Academy. Almost 3 minutes played in the district quarterfinals.
Centralia in their 1-2-2 to start this, or after their first make.
A lot of length for them. Shot off back rim and in the middle for Stugart. He's got all five. 5-2 Missouri Military Academy. Lewis near side. Backs down. Scoops near wing. Davis for three. Can't tie it up. High bounce. Rebound MMA. Jewel right side. Hands off Stugart. Now we have some pace. That was about the longest feel it out process I've ever seen. Right wing three, Stugart, back to back.
I'm not sure if a 1-2-2 is what you want to go here. First, you want to guard down low, but you don't want to leave that wide open three either.
8-2 MMA, 4:15 first quarter. Left side, Brooks, bounce pass up top. Lewis holds, right hip. Muscles left block. Bounce pass, right block, Durant, reverse, layup, back rim, rebound, MMA. Scott Humphrey calls out the defense. Near side, Jewel. Chest pass up top, Clovis. Flips out. Pisani, runner, right side, off glass, rolls out. Tipped up, rebound, Centralia. Durant into the front court. Passes left side, Moran open for three, can't capitalize. Rebound underneath, MMA. 8-2, it's lead, 3:30 first quarter. And they'll fix the net here as it flipped up over the rim.
And Centralia is now 0-4 from three, so they need to get that going as well. But MMA is running their offense, getting the open shots, and Stugart has 8 quick points here in this first half, all of their 8 points.
8-2, their lead, 3:25 first quarter. District quarterfinals, MMA ball right to left. Lob, OB, left block. Double teamed on the catch. Kick out. Far side, Jewel. Scoops right corner. Back near, too high for Clovis, out of bounds, near sideline, possession back to Centralia.
And Centralia's definitely wanting to double-team Obi. They, every single time that they get down low, they're double-teaming. But not only, Guy Moran is double-teaming him and leaving Clovis wide open. They're daring him to shoot it.
Obi averages 14.5 a game. He's got 12 double-doubles. Near side, Durant. Bounce pass, right short corner. Reset. Up top, Davis. Over the head near Moran. This time attacks, kicks out. Left side, Brooks drives, scoops out. Moran hoists it straight away. Triple, there it is.
And that's one guy, if you're MMA, you don't want him to get hot as well. So this could be a three-point barrage, even though we're talking about Obi being their guy on offense.
Moran, 40% from three. 8-5 Missouri Military Academy with possession right to left. 2:25 first quarter. MMA and the Road Maroons, black numbers, gold trim is the sixth seed. And yet they have 14 wins, a school record. Stugart up top. Davis defends. Right side, Clovis. Up top, Jewel reset. Clovis again, right wing. A left-hander flips out. It's a two-man game. Stugart middle. The All-State golfer hands off. A lot of two-man game. Jewel kicks it. And a steal and a foul on the loose ball. That's on Jewel.
Yeah, he just lost the ball and then went to try to get it back, but ended up just falling on top of Dallas.
Martin Young Lewis. Checks in for Centralia. Johnny Durant, an early breather. 8-5, Centralia's deficit with the basketball left to right on its home floor. 1:53, first quarter. So Nick Brooks becomes the primary ball handler with Durant out. Near side, Moran. Hops near corner. Right block. Lewis fights up. Blocked OB. He averages 3 a game.
Sent that past half court.
And Centralia tracked it down. Brooks left side runner. Good adjustment for 2.
And that is one guy for Centralia that they need to get going as well. He has not been averaging as much as he could be, and he can really finish at the rim. So that'll be key to see here.
His career high 23 came in the district quarterfinal last year. A surprise loss to Macon. 8-7 MMA with possession. 1:15 first quarter. Near side, Pisani. The Brazilian rifles left block. Stugart back out. Lob middle. OB in traffic. Knocked out of bounds. And possession back to Centralia. This MMA team averages 18 a game from a turnover standpoint. And that's big early.
Absolutely. I mean, when you rely on one guy really primarily to do it, you're going to have one, a slow offense, and two, you're going to turn the ball over. So it'll be key for MMA to get a couple other guys to get going.
Left corner, Young penetrates. Sidearms out. Moran chucks a straightaway 3. Give him 2. He's got 2 triples and 6 on the night. It is 10-8 in Centralia. 48 seconds first quarter. The Panthers with their first lead. The 3 seed in the district tournament. Near side jumper, block Davis. Rebound Centralia. Stugart's got all 8 for MMA, but swatted that time. Near side, Davis pumps, steps into a 15-footer, can't connect. Rebound, Clovis. Steal, right block, layup, Brooks, short, but a foul called. Great hands out of Brooks in the backcourt.
Oh, yeah, Clovis didn't quite see him, went to the outlet, and Brooks has stepped right in, he grabbed it, went up, got fouled.
Clovis with his first, just 2 on the Colonels, 1 on the Panthers. Brooks behind the white Clarence Cannon Conference lettering. And the first free throw is short. 6 teams in this district out of the Clarence Cannon Conference. MMA, one of the 2 teams not in the CCC.
Makes it even tougher to get through the district when you already know all these teams and you all play each other pretty close for the most part.
Centralia 5-2 in the conference this year, 19-6 overall. 11-8 Centralia, 20 seconds first quarter. Up top, Stugart. Chest pass near side. Back, Stugart. He's got 5 20-point games on the year. Right side, Malico. Chest pass, right corner, Pisani with 7 seconds first quarter. 5, Stugart off screen left. Chucks near side, jumper, Clovis right rim, 1, and the quarter ends. 11-8 Centralia after a quarter in the district finals. On regional radio and centralmoinfo.com. Start of the second quarter, district quarterfinals. Centralia leads Missouri Military Academy 11-8 with possession left to right. Home whites, black numbers is the 3 seed. MMA the 6. Durant off screen right, stops up top. Left side three, Moran, back rim. Far side, Stugart saves inbounds. And the Colonels into the front court, right to left. The winningest season in program history at 14-10. And yet they're a sixth seed. This district is so deep.
We talked about yesterday the girls having a good one with six teams having 15 wins. Well, this sixth seed has a 14 win, so the boys' side is not any easier.
MMA, one of just two teams in the district not in the Clarence Cannon Conference. Near side, Stuger. He's got all eight for the Colonels. Hands up top, OB. Their second leading scorer. The Panthers in man-to-man. Near wing, Stuger. A 41% three-point shooter. Pisani, free throw line. Back, Clovis, the screener. Up top, Pisani. Hands out. Malico. MMA plays just six most nights. Loose near side. Turnover. Davis hops on it near the Panther bench, but it rolls out of bounds. And possession back to MMA. Scott Humphrey elected not to use a timeout.
Absolutely. MMA has got to start to look somewhere other than OB to go for offense, because Centralia is fronting them on the front and has somebody always on the backside. So they've got to. Clovis is wide open. I understand that's why he's wide open. They want him to shoot, but he's got to do. They've got to look to attack the basket here.
MMA possession, right to left, 6:40 first half. 11-8 it trails. Near side, Clovis rips up top, Pisani. Back near for Clovis. Who holds right hip, steps into a jumper, too strong, rebound Centralia. Young sprints front court, outlet far side, Davis. Young middle jabs, runner off balance, short, rebound MMA. 6:15 second quarter. 11-8 Colonels. Near side, Pisani. Dribbles off screen right with OB. Near side, Stugart, fall away three. That's well short. Rebound Centralia. Outlet Davis. Left block all alone. Finishes.
Good defense there by Centralia. Just hands in the passing lane and off to the fast break. Centralia likes to run, and MMA said they wanted to slow down the pace. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to.
Pisani, right side, one hands it middle for OB, who spins, left block, layup, he's hacked, and he'll go to the line. 5:39 first half.
That's too early. That's two on Dallas here in the second quarters.
And as I mentioned, Gus Stidham out tonight with concussion protocol. So OB's first free throw. In.
It'll be interesting to see what Centralia runs. A man has been working real well for this. But when Jackson Wells comes in, they love to run that 1-2-2 because he is so long with his arms. So we'll see how Centralia wants to run this.
OB gets two. Centralia possession left to right. 13-10 it leads, 5:35 first half. District quarterfinals. Up top, Wells just into the game. Back near Moran. Tries another three left rim. Rebound near side, Pisani. The Brazilian outlets far side, Jewel. And MMA into the front court. The sixth seed in the 3-6 matchup. Near side, Malico. Eyes it right, Jewel. Into the right corner, Stugart. Back, Jewel. Again, a lot of perimeter work. MMA quite patient. Far side, Jewel. Chest pass out. Stugart slips but gets off the pass. Right corner, Jewel. Into the middle, OB. Muscles middle, kicks out. Right wing, Stugart. Open for three. Can't tie it up. Rebound Centralia. Outlet to Wells. Right block. One-on-one. Layup finishes.
Good there, job there by Jackson Wells. He caught that ball. Instead of going down with the dribble, he kept it up high and finished with the right hand.
And we have a timeout on the floor. 15-10 Centralia, 4:39 first half on KTCM, Madison. MMA possession, right to left out of the timeout, down 15-10, 4:34 first half. District quarterfinals. Near side, OB pass swatted out of bounds, baseline, stays with the Colonels. OB not able to get comfortable yet down low.
No, Centralia is making sure that he can't. We were just talking how it's kind of funny how anytime he gets open, they are running to him. But that is the best strategy for this team.
And they steal the inbound. Outlet, Davis, one-on-one with Jewell. Stops up top instead. Moran, left side. Slithers a jumper off glass and in.
High off the glass. Wasn't sure that was going to go in, but hit off the front of the rim and bounce back.
17-10 Panther. That's too high, out of bounds. On the other end, in possession, back to Centralia.
That 1-2-2, they are running that with Jackson Wells in. Like I said, that he's at the very top of that with how long and lanky he is. So it's just working real well for them. They trap every time somebody catches the ball, and MMA's got to try to find a way to get out of it.
And Centralia still wants to play fast. Left side, Moran. Thought about another three instead up top. Davis triggers the three. Can't get it. Tipped up. Rebound, OB. Missouri Military Academy basketball, right to left. OB in the middle. Hands off. Near side, Clovis. OB cuts. Off balance, jump shot, right rim. Tipped around, rebound Centralia. Outlet, Davis. Sprints, left block. Layup too strong. He took the step too early.
Yeah, he was caught in between.
Clovis, left hand's far side for Pisani. Clovis in the middle. Runner off glass, too strong. Rebound Pisani, his follow, front rim, offensive board. OB, he's up and in.
That's what you don't want if you're Centralia. An offensive board from OB, just an easy finish for him.
Left side, Brooks, scoops left corner, Moran. 17-12 Centralia in the front court. Straight away, triple Wells, rattles out. Rebound MMA, 3 minutes first half. Stewart knives between two, but turns it over. Durant throws near. Davis open for three, capitalizes. That's his first triple and the 145th of his career. 20-12 Panthers, their largest lead. 2:40 first half. Clovis right side, lobs middle. OB right elbow, jump shot, back rim. Offensive rebound. Muscles up again, swishes. Outlet, left block, Moran, one hands out. Swing up top, Brooks, flips near side, Wells. Left block, layup in.
Good take there by Jackson Wells. He thought about the three, but then looked and nobody was in the lane. Drove with his left hand to the left side and finished.
In the middle, and a foul call. 22-14, Centralia, 2:05 first half. Elijah Crutchfield in for the first time. Davis and Wells out. Young back in. Inbound tipped again. Brooks another steal. He kicks it, though, into the front court. Right side, Young stays Centralia. Moran, left side, ball fake. Drives, left block, off balance. Shot, no problem.
A little off balance there when he shot that, but he just had the right angle when he shot it and went right off the glass in.
24-14 Centralia, minute 45 first half. Near side, OB, double, kicks out. Right side, Malico, twist, stolen. Young accelerates, right block, layup in off glass.
And you're starting to see them turnovers kind of pile up here in the second quarter like we talked about earlier, but they've just got to start attacking the rim and try to set screens and get OB open.
Bounce pass, right block, layup, Pisani through. 26-16, Centralia, minute 10, first half. Young, ball fake, he traveled, says David Langston. And substitutions here, Gunnar Stugard in, Malico out. Missouri Military Academy basketball, right to left, minute 05, first half. Near side, OB. Top, Clovis swings near Pisani. Back and forth. Free throw line jumper, Clovis, back rim, tipped around, rebound Centralia. Durant motors to the left block, draws a foul. That is just, the sixth foul of the first half, but nice not having it. And you know what part of that is? The fact that they're passing the ball around 100 times.
And whenever, if Centralia gets a steal, they're just running and gunning. So it's a quick pace down here and a slow one down here, which that falls into both strengths of both teams. So,
bounce pass, left block, short shot, Brooks off glass for two. ...28-16 Centralia, 30 seconds first half. Brooks has made all the right plays tonight, and Scott Humphrey will always tell you that's his most important player. He doesn't know who his best is, but if he gets all of Nick Brooks, they're hard to beat.
He has such great knowledge for the game that anything he does correct, that it normally is correct. So
he's already stolen two inbound passes. 10 seconds first half. Seven. Far side, Jewel, wide open for three. Left rim, rebound underneath, Clovis with one. Reverse, layup, off glass, good in the foul. Are you kidding? MMA has had nothing going for it, and they get a buzzer beating and one layup. And it's the second foul on Moran to make matters worse. Clovis' free throw to close the half, back rim and out. So Centralia avoids major damage on that. 28-18, Centralia leads at the half. We'll come back with the first half numbers on KTCM Madison. We are back on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. Ryan Wood, the Palmyra head man, joins us after a 79-49 victory against Macon. We were just talking off the air, and I was about to tell you, Trayson Rowland had attempted four twos all year, and he took three today, and they all went in. So you had that going for you. Before we get into your game, let's stick with the topic at hand. What did you see in the first half of a game that you'll play the winner of?
I've seen Centralia a few times this year, and they do a lot of good things. Coach Humphrey does a great job of getting kids in the right spots. And, you know, the time that we did play them back in December, Guy Moran did not play. He had sprung his ankle, I think, that week. And I know he's probably been their leading scorer, and he's tough. You know, he can get to the basket. He can definitely shoot it, and they have a multiple guys that can put it up. So they're a tough matchup. MMA has just got size, and they're looking to get the ball inside, and they do a good job of being very patient with the basketball. But this half, they're probably going to have to try to pick things up.
Yeah, I was going to say. Palmyra's Ryan Wood with us here on Regional Radio, centralmoinfo.com. 12-11. After a quarter, 17-4 run, give or take, when McKinney comes back into the game. What changed for you in the second quarter?
I think we just kind of settled in. I thought early in the game we were forcing a little bit with the shots. And you know, I thought we were getting some good shots inside the lane, but we weren't finishing very well. I thought we just settled in a little bit. We sat back in a 2-3 for the majority of the game after the first quarter, and I thought it worked out well for us because – Macon, you know, their best player, in my opinion, is the Hogsett kid. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of taking him out of his game, and it helped us later on.
Yeah, that's a guy who averages 19 a game. He had one at halftime. What were you able to do to make life so difficult for him?
Well, just be aware of where he is in that zone. I think we did a good job of communicating tonight rather than just letting him flash across the middle and catch him in the middle of our zone. So, you know, credit to our kids of knowing who to stop and when to stop them. So I thought we had a pretty good game tonight. You know, we had a kind of little bit of a rough week last week, and I thought tonight we came out and played very well offensively by getting to the basket.
Palmyra's Ryan Wood with us after a 79-49 victory against Macon. A couple of obvious contributors in Trayson Rowland and Peyton Abbott, who had career highs, but Bill Nunley picked up the scoring a bit tonight. You got 18 from Jaden Durst. How pleased were you with the balanced effort?
Very pleased. We've been having an emphasis on getting to the basket. I think that's when we're at our best. Our field goal percentage from inside the arc is right around 60%. And, you know, our kids just need to adjust to that outside the arc. It hasn't been that great. It's been around 28-30%. And, you know, I'll take my chances with the 5-foot shots over the 20-foot shots right now. And I thought we did a good job of doing that. And, you know, that creates a lot of balance. Bill Nunley, Peyton Abbott, Jaden Durst, I thought we did a good job of getting him the ball in the middle and did a pretty good job of finishing. So, you know, we got a lot of guys clicking right now on offense. We got to pick it up a little bit defensively, I think, Thursday night. But I like the way our kids are going.
Palmyra head coach Ryan Wood after a quarterfinal victory against Macon. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you tomorrow in preparation for Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That is Ryan Wood, the Palmyra head coach. We'll come back with more halftime numbers in just a moment. Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. Eric Duke back with Stuart Cox, 28-18. Centralia leads at the half. I thought that was a really encouraging half for Centralia. And I know that this MMA team is one that scared Scott Humphrey a little bit. And I think he's got him right where he wants him, with the exception of that little layup there at the buzzer.
Yeah, and really the only down thing that happened to that was that Gus Denham got a second foul. I mean, they didn't convert on the end one. They missed the free throw. Still a 10-point lead. You got MMA where they won because they're not a fast-paced team. So a 10-point deficit is going to be very tough to come back from. But then again, you cannot let your foot off the pedal. Like you said, it's no team in this district is a bye by any means. So in order to put your foot on the pedal, you just need to get going and keep doing what you're doing. I mean, they've got Davis with 5 and Moran with 10 and Brooks with 5. I mean, they've got different scores that have gone so far. So just keep doing what they're doing. And defensively is the main thing where they need to keep going, because Obi only has 6 points. And that's their key right now.
He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Duick. Second half is next as Centralia leads MMA 28-18 on CentralMoInfo.com. Start of the second half, district quarterfinals, Centralia and Missouri Military Academy. The Panthers lead 28-18, Colonels basketball left to right. Maroons with black numbers, gold trim, steal at midfloor. Outlet far side, intercepted. Back to Missouri Military Academy, kicked around, Centralia ball. Far side out of bounds and possession to MMA. That was quite the wacko,
that was
wacko start to this second half.
Yeah.
12 seconds into the second half, 28-18, Centralia leads. MMA ball left to right. A couple of turnovers on that possession. Near side, Stuger. Backs down, fade away off glass. No, rebound Brooks, who outlets near side Durant. Centralia into the front court. Left block, layup, Durant 2.
Good finish with his left hand to block off the body from Obi, so he couldn't come into the block it.
And that's his first field goal. He averages 8 a game, returning second team all-conference. Clovis in the middle, kicks out. Far side, a wide open Jewel. Over the head, middle tipped, and stays MMA. Pisani, right block, Euro runner off glass. Rebound Centralia, 30-18 it leads. A minute into the second half. Durant, sidearms middle. Brooks into the front court. Attacks, bounce pass, left block, Lewis. Kick out. Up top, Durant, ball fake, steps into a 6-footer short. Rebound Pisani. The Colonels left to right. In the midst of their winningest season in program history, 14-10. Left block OB over the shoulder, out. Rebound Brooks, gotta have those if you're MMA. Outlet Davis near corner, kicks out. Moran open, 3, can't capitalize. Rebound Colonels.
You got the shot you wanted there if you're Central, you just didn't fall down. You got lucky down there on the other end with OB missing really a point-blank layup. So
Stuart left side, 3, right rim, top of the backboard, offensive rebound blocked from behind Brooks, who rebounds and outlets Davis. Left block, layup, but just can't finish. Second try, too strong. Lewis O-board, his ball, a lot of contact. Still Centralia. Right block, layup blocked. Loose near side, Centralia keeps it. And a timeout for the Panthers, Helter Skelter. 30-18 Centralia, 2 minutes into the third.
Yeah, I think Coach Centralia almost didn't even have possession because the ball was just flying around. Coach just wanted to call a timeout, calm everybody down, and just get everybody on the same pace. They've only scored 2 so far this quarter, and it's just been sloppy second quarter. And if anybody knows Coach Humphreys, that is not what he stands for, is sloppy play.
He's coaching his guys up right now. Third-year head man, won a district title in his final year at Western. Centralia possession, 5:59, third quarter. Panthers lead 30-18. District quarterfinals. Apologies for that technical lapse there. John Durant had a layup and a 3 for Centralia. And Pisani had a short shot off the glass for MMA. 37-20 Centralia. Near side jumper, Knight misses left. Rebound Centralia. Outlet Davis, right block, jumps at home.
I mean, Centralia got the rebound, and before him, they could even turn around. Peyton Davis was running. That's the track star coming out of him right there.
39-20 Centralia, 3 minutes, third quarter. Devontae Knight is in there with a very different uniform than the rest of his teammates, which you don't see too often. That must be their JV uniform. He steps into a near elbow jumper, back rim, rebound Moran. 39-20 Centralia, 2:40 third quarter. Right side, Moran. Durant, right wing, jump stop, blocked from behind, but a foul call.
Good job there by Durant just to drive the lane. Actually, was on the floor, but for him to actually evade the charge, the guy was standing, our defense was just standing there and actually ready for the charge, but Durant slipped it and actually got past it.
That is the first foul on Malico. Yund inbounds, bounce pass, right block. Layup, Lewis blocked from behind, or Wells, pardon me. Lewis is followed short. Wells, another O-board. Stays Centralia. Right side, Yund. Throws Davis, catches back. Brooks zigzags middle. Up top, Lewis, a couple of ball fakes. He's been quiet. Davis triggers a three. Got it. He's got 10. That's a second triple. 42-20 Centralia, its largest lead. Cross court, near side. Kick out. Stugart near corner, three, drains it.
And that's what he needs to do. It's his first bucket since he had the first eight of the game. So he just needs to catch and shoot.
Right elbow, Brooks fires, left block, layup, Wells rolls in.
Just like that, Centralia had all five of their guys down there and ready for offense before the Colonels were even ready for them to be on defense.
And we get a 30-second timeout for MMA. 44-23, Centralia leads on KTCM, Madison. 44-23, Centralia leads Missouri Military Academy. Minute 33, third quarter. Right side, Pisani. Chest pass, middle. For Knight, pink shoes. Throws far side. Up top, back far. Pisani cuts middle and catches. Over the head, near side. Knight. Hands off, Stugart. Dribbles near, pushes off, and draws a foul. Minute 14, third quarter. 44-23. The lead for Centralia.
MMA starting to finally move around on offense and not just pass and watch. They're dribbling off and handoffs, and let's see if they can get a little bit of a pace going, get some momentum going.
Gunnar Stugart had all eight of his points in the first quarter. He's a transfer from O'Fallon Christian who defeated Monroe City in the sectional round last year, and he draws another foul. It's on Crutchfield, his first. It was Stugart's idea to go to MMA. He was just enamored with the idea of discipline and the whole JROTC feel. He tries a near side three, rattles out. Rebound Centralia, 44-23 it leads, minute 05, third quarter. Near side, Yon, ball fake, zips it up top. Durant stops straight away, dribbles off screen right. Hands off Wells right side, Moran right corner. Eyes the floor, spins it middle, Durant. Slows near wing. Centralia in search of a 20-win season. Already their winningest year since the 04 state title team. Durant, floater in the lane, right rim. Rebound MMA.
I think at this point, Centralia's just trying to run their offense and see what they can get going and not just go on the fast breaks.
OB over the shoulder, two and a foul.
That'd be three on Gus, or on Guy Moran, pardon.
Yeah, again, still no Gus Stidham for Centralia. He is out until at least Thursday in concussion protocol as OB does not complete the three-point play. Loose near side, a tie-up, and it's Centralia ball. Actually, no, they call an offensive foul on that loose ball on Pisani.
I thought Pisani might have had the ball and two Centralia guys come out. I thought they were going to call a jump ball. Either way, going to Centralia.
In a weird way, the pace of the game might almost take away from it, but you got to think Centralia's made all the right plays today. It just, it, in a weird way, the score is just so low, but that's because it's been that kind of game. But
yeah, and they've
looked good.
Yeah, MMA has tried to slow down the pace, which is, they're doing a good job, with Centralia only scoring 44.
Right corner three, Wells, 2 seconds, third quarter. Near corner three, Moran at the buzzer, back rim off the top of the backboard, and the quarter ends. 44-25, Centralia leads on KTCM Madison and CentralMoInfo.com. Start of the fourth quarter, Centralia leads Missouri Military Academy of 44-25. Panthers basketball right to left in the district quarterfinals. Durant bounce pass right side. Lewis. Moran cuts back door. It's near wing Durant. He bullies middle. It's kicked out of bounds, and possession stays with Centralia.
Good help defense there by Clovis. Durant looked like he had a wide open layup going to the left hand. Clovis just reached his hand in there and knocked it out of bounds.
Near corner, Durant. In the middle with Lewis, who circles out. Centralia patient. Near side, Davis. Scott Humphrey right now sits at the end of the bench. I'm not sure I've ever seen him do that. He's just kind of chilling, directing the offense. Second from the left. Right side three, Moran from 25 comes up short. It's tipped, though, and it stays with the Panthers. Up top, Brooks. Stutters middle and kicks out. Right wing three, Davis wide open. Front rim, rebound Lewis. Another opportunity for Centralia. Lewis spins it out. Moran stays Panthers. Minute into the fourth. Durant, bounce pass, left block. Another bounce pass middle. And a reset. I think a lot of the fans wanted Centralia to shoot that, but they'll work some clock.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job running their offense, too. That's really what Coach Humphreys is wanting them to do right now, is drive, kick, and just run through their offense.
Right wing three, Davis, too strong. Rebound, MMA. Outlet, far side, Pisani. 44-25 Centralia, 6:35, fourth quarter. Last check, Hallsville and Clark County were tied at the half. Turnover underneath, back to Centralia. And Monroe City thumped Highland in the 1-8 matchup. Monroe City held Highland to 21 points. Left block, layup, Brooks, soft glass, side rim, rebound, MMA. 44-25 Panthers, 6:15, fourth quarter. Pisani, left side. Brazilian holds, left hand. Into the near corner, three for Stugart. Short, rebound Centralia. Outlet Moran, all alone. Left block, layup off the window for two. Great look-ahead pass from Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks just saw Moran. They kind of had eye contact, and Moran just took off down the floor, and they just threw it down there with a wide-open layup.
Left block, a layup on the other end for Malicote. 46-27 Centralia, 5:40 to go. Near side Moran, a couple of jabs. Tries the three, left rim. High bounce, rebound OB. Outlet Stugart, who one hands it, Malicote. Right block, layup, back-to-back.
Malicote getting a good job there to get behind the defense on the fast break. Centralia doesn't normally get beat on the fast break very often, but that time they did.
They work the ball. In the middle of turnover. Left side, Malicote on the black gym and low court lettering. 46-29. The lead for Centralia. Near side three, Stugart in and out. That would have been massive. That would have really not randomly, but out of nowhere, cut this back to 14 when it's kind of felt over for the last couple of minutes. And I think Scott Humphrey's feeling the same thing. So he chooses to take a 30-second timeout. 46-29 Centralia, 4:54 to play. Stuart, why don't you let us know why role models are so important?
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship. As a high school athletic event, good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Association, Activities Association, and Alpha Media.
Thank you, Stuart. 46-29 is the lead for Centralia. 4:54, fourth quarter. Hallsville leads Clark County by 5, headed into the fourth at Monroe City. If you're just joining us, There were supposed to be four games tonight. This one wasn't even supposed to tip off for 2.5 hours. But because of the impending weather, I moved up some times and moved a couple of games. Near side out of bounds. No, it stays in, actually. Centralia possession. In the middle, Davis, left elbow jumper, halfway down and out. Rebound MMA. 46-29, their deficit, 4:25, fourth quarter. MMA, bounce pass, left block, Clovis, reverse layup, top of the window, no, rebound Centralia. In traffic, and a foul called on Clovis.
Yeah, the ball was kind of on the floor, and Dallas Lewis finally was able to corral it, but three MMA guys were there, and it looked like Clovis just ended up grabbing him on his arm.
He had 10 points, 11 rebounds against Harrisburg in an overtime victory in the Capital City shootout in Jeff City. Middle of the fourth quarter, Centralia up 17. Right wing Davis. The University of Tennessee track signee passes up top. Moran behind the back. Looks back door. Hands off instead. Durant needles middle. Davis spirals it far side. Moran. OB on him. Moran drives, spins over the shoulder, front rim, rolls in.
Good move from a guy who's normally known for being out at the three-point line. Very good move.
He's got 14. He had 19 against Clark County on senior night, but he's got another year before his senior night. Left side, Clovis, muscles. Pisani, free throw line, jumper true. 48-31 Centralia, 3:15 fourth quarter. Brooks passes over the head, bounce pass out. Moran, right side, three, in and out.
Couldn't have gone any more in without it falling actually through the net, just bounced out.
And MMA not on the same page. Turnover on the other end. Malicote threw it to Stugard, who wasn't looking for the basketball. It's 48-31 Centralia. 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Durant into the front court. Dribbles off screen right from Lewis. OB on him on a switch. Near side, Moran. Chest pass near corner, Young. Lobs, middle, Lewis. It's kicked around. Stays Centralia. Right side, Durant. Bounce pass, right block, Lewis. Out for Davis. Clovis defends. Centralia well on its way to its first district victory since 2012. Yund floater, back rim, rebound MMA. Centralia starting to leave some points on the board. Bounce pass, left block, layup, Clovis for his first points. Or rather, his second field goal. Durant into the front court for Centralia, 2:10 to go. Near corner, Yund kicks out to a wide open Davis, who passes middle. Lewis, right block, layup, front rim, but a foul called and free throws.
Dallas caught there right there at the elbow and just drove down and drew that foul there.
So Lewis to the free throw line after Pisani's foul. Some mop duty underneath the hoop. As Peyton Davis helps the officials. And he threw that towel off there as if he was getting ready for the javelin, where he's the returning state champion.
State champion, yep.
Lewis's first free throw, front rim. Nick Brooks comes back in. John Duran out, perhaps for the last time. Get him a breather before Thursday. Lewis is free throw, bricks.
Almost to get all
MMA.
These guys a little bit of rest here with a 15-point lead with 2 minutes.
And I don't think he wants to be leaving with a sour taste just yet.
No.
By letting MMA get this into single figures. Near side jumper, Clovis, true. Mahurin said Clovis has so many of the tools, he just wish he had a chance to work with him 2-3 years ago, just lacking a lot of the fundamentals right now. One of six guys from Rwanda, actually, in the MMA program. Not the basketball program, but the academy itself. Turnover far side, back to MMA. 48-35, a minute 33, fourth quarter. Trelli's got just 4 points in the fourth quarter. Left side OB double, then a foul call.
They've been more worried about running their offense and not necessarily just going up and down and up and down like they have been most of the game. So, and they've done actually a really good job of executing, just haven't finished some of the shots down there.
And Durant comes in, Yundown. Up top, Clovis catches wide open, steps into a free throw line, jump shot back to back.
That's two shots that have just looked as pure as you can get. So where has this been all game? And Centralia might not have left him open.
MMA may want a foul here. They have actually given themselves at least a slight chance. Minute to go, 48-37 Centralia. They'll just play keep away if MMA doesn't foul. Near side, Stugart defends. Up top, Moran. And Centralia's worked off another 12 seconds. So I think MMA sees the writing on the wall, clearly. Now there's no point in even fouling. Panthers just play keep away. 35 seconds, and there's your foul. But they got to do it twice more to even get them to the line. It's the problem. Yeah, 36 seconds.
For if they were going to do it now, they should have done it about 36 seconds sooner.
48-37, the lead for Centralia. 36 seconds to play. Inbound up top, Davis. Who flips for Brooks, who draws a foul. And that is 16 fouls on MMA. ...48-37 Centralia, next foul, 1-1. Zane Jewell checks in, cross Malicote out. Hey, there's the Stuart Cox family.
There they are. He's getting his seniors out.
Yep.
So
emptying his bench.
Yeah.
OB leaves, just 8 points.
And that's a victory inside the victory itself that Centralia is probably going to have here, and just to keep that big man with eight.
And MMA needs five on the floor, and now they have it. ...48-37 Centralia, 30 seconds to play. MMA stops fouling. Panthers will just pitch this one around. So it'll be Centralia and Palmyra. Couple of Clarence Cannon Conference powerhouses on Thursday. That'll be fun in the district semifinals. And Monroe City will either play Hallsville or Clark County. Hallsville was up 5 at last check. Centralia wins its first district basketball game since 2012. 48-37 Panthers. Quite the defensive effort out of the Centralia Panthers.
Absolutely. Holding Obi to 8 points is no small treat. And Stugart averages 15, and he had 11. So it's one of those where defensively that's really what they came in to do, as Scott Humphreys actually just had a little chat with Obi. Probably just say one heck of a player that he is, and that he could really do something if he went somewhere.
62-55, by the way, Hallsville defeated Clark County. That score is final. That is a rematch of last year's district semifinal. John Durant had 7 for Centralia. Peyton Davis had 10. Nick Brooks had 5. 14 for Guy Moran. 4 for Dallas Lewis. 2 for Martin Young. 6 for Jackson Wells. The outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobily for all of your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. I'm actually going to give this one to Nick Brooks because I don't think it was the scoring. Nobody really lit it up from a scoring perspective that won Centralia the game, but he had several steals, a couple of blocks, a couple of assists. He was just very well-rounded to the extent that he will take that player of the game honor. For MMA, 11 points for Gunnar Stugart, 6 for Bruno Pisani, 8 for Kalisa Clovis, 8 for Omena Obervu, and 4 for Cross Malicote. Monroe City and Hallsville Thursday, and Centralia and Palmyra on regional radio from Centralia.
You will have that, correct?
I will. It should be a fun one. We'll step aside, come back, and we'll have Scott Humphrey with us in just moments on KTCM Madison. 48-37, Centralia defeats MMA on regional radio and centralmoinfo.com as we await Scott Humphrey to come on up here. And we remind you that the score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. And we are pleased to be joined by the head man for the Centralia Panthers, Scott Humphrey, after a 48-37 victory against Missouri Military Academy. First district victory for the Panthers since 2012, and I know this was a six seed that you respected the heck out of. So what does this win mean to you and the boys?
It means a lot. You know, it means a lot from where we've come from. And, you know, I got here 3 years ago, and I'm proud of my guys, and you're exactly right. They were, that's as good a six seed as you're going to see. I mean, that big kid in there is a load. They got a shooter. They're long. They're athletic. And, you know, I was just real proud of my guys and executing the game plan.
So Stugart comes out, hits 8 points real quick. You're down 8-2. What did you do defensively to take him away the rest of the night?
You know, not a whole lot. You know, the thing that we wanted to get out and trap. And their coach did a real good job as far as they're very disciplined. They know what their abilities are, where to get the ball, who needs to shoot it. And, you know, I think they drained, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes off the clock before in that first possession. And I knew we just needed to get the game moving up and down the floor. And so we go to our trap, and if you're trapping somebody, then somebody's open, and he was the one that was open and knocked down some shots, and you know, but I thought it got the game going up and down a little bit, which is what was in our favor.
We're talking to Scott Humphrey post game. How about the defensive effort on their big man Obervu in the middle? You guys throwing several bodies at him every time. He had a very quiet 8 points tonight.
I thought Dallas Lewis did a tremendous job. I thought Elijah Crutchfield did a tremendous job. Guy Moran was in there banging with him. You know, everybody really. It was a team effort. You know, the kid is very skilled. You know, I had a bunch of films on him, and all the coaches I talked to said 34 is a load. If he touches it in the paint, it's 2 points, and he's can finish with both hands, and he's very skilled. And you know, I knew we had to take him away, and we did a good job of that.
We're talking to Scott Humphrey post game, 48-37 victory for Centralia. From a per possession basis, certainly the 48 much better than it really looks as far as the pace of the game. What did you see out of your team offensively, particularly those first three quarters?
I thought we struggled to shoot the ball, especially early, and then even in the fourth there, you know, we weren't taking bad shots. We weren't getting stuff to fall. But, you know, when they got a big 6'6 kid inside and they're even, you know, they've got another 6'4, 6'3 guards out there, it's hard to get buckets around the basket. I mean, I told Dallas and Elijah and anybody really, I said, you know, you can take it in there, but there's a difference between taking it in there and just kind of setting yourself up to get your shot blocked. It's kind of like a turnover. So I thought we did a good job of attacking him when we had the opportunity. And when we got outside shots, we hit him when they counted and got the game going up and down the floor.
Centralia head coach Scott Humphrey with us post game. Before we talk about you and Palmyra specifically, we'll ask what you see out of the previous game when you scouted tonight.
They're exactly what I thought. You know, they got a lot of skilled kids. McKinney's really good. Dunley's really good. The Durst kid is good. You know, he's good. He's a matchup problem. They switch in and out of defenses. I think, you know, I saw him play man. I saw him play 2-3, extended 1-3-1. You know, and, you know, Coach Wood does a great job. He's an experienced coach. And, you know, they're going to have their game plan, and we're going to try to figure out our game plan. And, you know, it comes down to the kids and, you know, making shots and playing defense and getting rebounds. And, you know, it's going to be a good one, and hopefully we bring our A game.
Centralia and Palmyra in one semifinal, Monroe and Hallsville in the other. Appreciate your time, as always, here on KTCM Madison.
I appreciate it, man.
That is Scott Humphrey. We'll step aside as you're listening to Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. So Centralia defeats MMA 48-37, Palmyra over Macon 79-49 in the thanks to Jeremy Carter manning the buttons at the station. Monroe City and Hallsville advance out of the same district, but another location. And that does it on KTCM and CentralMoInfo.com.